727.
Broadcasting live all across our country, this is Home Talk on the Genesis Radio Network. Gnuk Products, the manufacturers of the Gnuk Tool Belt Hook, present the Cajun contractor, the guru himself, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs. And now as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the guru himself, the host of the show, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
All right, I want to welcome all our affiliates, especially you, my loyal Home Talk audience, for joining us today on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network here at GCNLive.com, also on the World Wide Web. This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King, a fully licensed contractor, and along with my expert guests, we take calls and emails from homeowners all across the nation, answering questions on repairs, remodeling, new construction, or just about anything that pertains to your home. If you'd like to participate on the show, our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. Also, you can email me your question or comments. My email address is michaelking@hometalkusa.com. And also, we invite you to check out our website at hometalkusa.com. And if you need some tips and advice, well, all you have to do is click the Home Help Zone, where we offer them tips and advice 24/7, 365. Also, I can direct you to the most useful, innovative products, service companies, suppliers, manufacturers on the market today. Amanda, we have a fantastic show this hour for you. Later on in the show, we're going to have Mr. Doug Hoffman with NARMI, the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, the actual licensing and training organization for the mold people. And then we're going to have Saria Lamia. She's a home building coach, so she's going to give us some great tips. And just shortly, we're going to be joined by Mr. Clyde Holloway and Debbie Redform with the USDA Rural Development. Got a couple announcements, though, that we will be broadcasting next week. We're going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm going to be covering the STAFTA trade show. That's the Specialty Tools Association trade show, and I'm looking forward to that. Also want to mention, boy, am I excited about this. The Cajun Contractor Eel is going airbound. That's right. Starting January 14th, we're going to be broadcasting my television show. We're going to be doing a little 30-minute show down in New Orleans, Louisiana, on Cox 10 down there. I'm looking forward to going on television. And it's an exciting time. And that's going to be January 14th. That's going to be our debut show. So stay tuned down there in New Orleans and the Gulf Coast for the Cajun Contractor. But it's an exciting time right now. Also, I really want to thank and acknowledge the state of Connecticut. As you know, this show is the Licensing and Insurance of Contractors, and you know, the National Association of Consumer Agencies says that home improvement ripoffs is the number one consumer complaint out of all the businesses. And Connecticut is doing something very special. They just recently staged some contractor stings out there. There is a big problem in Connecticut, but what they did, the investigators have pretty much put the investigators in the homes, pretending they're customers, invited the illegal contractors to come in and submit bids, and once the deal is done, the contractors were hauled away in paddy wagons. And I really want to commend the state of Connecticut for really, really going out there and leading the effort. And we're definitely going to get the home builder, the licensing board for Connecticut on the show in the future, and maybe we can learn from this. But right now, I'll tell you what. Let's say welcome to the show. Today we're going to have Mr. Clyde Holloway. He's joining us from the USDA Rural Development of Louisiana. If you live in Louisiana, you probably remember Mr. Holloway. He's a former congressman, and he was just recently appointed by President Bush to serve as the state director for the USDA Rural Development. And joining Mr. Holloway is Ms. Debbie Redfern. She's the Single Family Housing Program Director for Rural Development. Mr. Clyde Holloway, welcome to the show, and Debbie with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Thank you. Good to be with you again, Michael.
Thank you, Mr. Clyde.
It's been many years. I think we were on 15 years ago or so.
Yeah, we used to produce Jim Brown's television show down in New Orleans. He was on many, many times, and it was just great. But, man, I tell you, it's an exciting time. Tell me about your new job as the state director for rural development.
Well, of course, while I was in Congress, we always leaned on rural development a lot and always found it to be one of the very best agencies in the federal government for helping and touching people. So, you know, it's quite an honor to be able to serve and help people. all over the state, and it's mainly in the rural areas, which normally there's not enough money to help themselves. So it's just quite an honor to be able to help rural areas of our state.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Holloway, you have tremendous challenges that you're going to see ahead as the state director. Can you maybe go over some of the challenges specifically in Louisiana?
Yeah, let me touch base on a few things. We present a lot of checks in my first 3 weeks here at USDA, and we do a lot of things that people wouldn't think the Department of Agriculture would handle, but it's things like fire trucks that, you know, small towns cannot afford to buy fire trucks. It may deal with, you know, with single or multi-housing, which, you know, we help seniors. There are senior multi-housing units all over our state. And, of course, that's a challenge. And with a hurricane, it even makes all of these programs and has made all the people in my department a tremendously challenging year trying to just help a little bit of the volume of what has happened. But, you know, we were down in Glen Cove in St. Mary Parish this week, and we presented a grant for a company that's going to try to study sugarcane tops to see if we can make alternative fuels. That's probably the only ag-related check I've presented in these weeks. But, you know, we've been all over the state from I-10 to I-20, and there's just tremendous needs everywhere for people.
Well, Mr. Holloway, the makeup of Louisiana obviously is going to change since Hurricane Katrina and Rita, and obviously the Department of Rural Development is addressing these tremendous needs for our citizens who really were impacted by the hurricanes. As I said, it's not business as usual, and you know we have a tremendous problem specific down the South. The last report that I got. Is there's only about 120,000 people back in New Orleans. This was a city that had 590,000. But it's just not New Orleans that was affected. It's all the tremendous rural areas that's affected. But the only way we can build the state back up and build that area, obviously, has people have a place to live. So how can you address some of these tremendous needs that are happening down there?
Well, just to tell you really a little of the backload and what we get, and I'd ask people to be patient if they call into our office because out of our AMEET office, Sean was in Plaquemine Parish this past week. And, you know, after you're on and you let people know, that's our problem with the state. Most people don't know what we do. They don't know who we can help. And he was on there in Plaquemine, and we had a tremendous volume of calls from people, which I assume we're going to have Monday over the weekend, but we're not here over the weekend. But Monday,
yeah.
if they do call in, we ask people to be patient. We will get back with them. If we can help them or not, we'll sure get back with them. So if you call in, you leave a message, we promise you that we'll return the call. In your area, in the New Orleans area particularly, there's, you know, tremendous needs. And over in the Lake Charles and area, there's tremendous needs. And we are trying to address that. I think our staff went in the day after the hurricane and started trying to help families find places to live all over the country, really, through our multi-housing units. Anywhere there was a place that we could put someone, they did. And, you know, I think all of them, they're the best staff in the whole world because of they want to help people. And when you help people, you know, you help our state. So Hurricane Rita and Katrina has offered a tremendous challenge to us, no matter what part of our division of our offices that we look at. But, you know, we're going to address it. We have people to address it. And they're going to continue to fight it until we win the battle. And I know our state's worth rebuilding, and we're going to see that we rebuild it. And we do it through building communities and helping people who need help. And we just look forward to the challenge. I hope this year's a little easier for them than last year. But just tell them, please be patient.
Yeah,
we will return their calls.
Let me cut you off there. Hold on, because we have to take a short break. I'm up against the clock, okay? And we're going to also talk to Debbie Redford from your office. Mr. Cajun Contractor, let's go ahead and take a short break. You're listening to Home Talk here on the GCNLive.com. This is the Generous Communication Network. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a new home, but you're not even sure where to begin looking? Well, then look no further than Harvest Builders International. With over 30 years of experience, the staff at Harvest Builders will work hard to provide you with the modular home of your dreams. They have many different floor plans to choose from and will also design customized floor plans, providing complete design flexibility. When it comes to cost and production, a modular home is far superior than a stick build. With homes starting as low as $54,000, a time frame of only 6 to 8 weeks for delivery, and only taking 5 days to set up on your land, you can clearly see that a modular home from Harvest Builders International is the only way to go. Even with these accelerated schedules, a modular home is stronger, more energy efficient, and less expensive than a stick-built home. For more information and to see the amazing quality of a Harvest-built modular home, please check out their website, harvestbuildersinternational.com, or give them a call at 1-866-943-9898.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8-inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
I want to welcome our listeners in New Orleans, Louisiana on WIST 690 AM. And we have Evelyn, Minnesota, tuning in right now on KRBT 1340 AM. And right down Alcoa, Tennessee, WBCR 1470 AM. Our phone number here is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. I am the Cajun contractor, the originator, not the duplicator. I am a fully licensed contractor, and along with my guests, we do take calls and emails from homeowners all across the nation. We're talking to the new state director for the USDA, Rural Development of Louisiana. And we're basically talking about the duties that the rural development provides for states. Each state has a Department of Rural Development, so invite you to check your local rural development in your state. But Father, are you still with me, Mr. Biden?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's go ahead and talk. I want to ask Debbie Red Fern. Is she with us right now?
Yeah, I'm here, Michael.
Hey, welcome to the show, Miss Debbie.
Thank you.
I want you to tell us a little bit about the home ownership opportunities through the rural development. That's really what I need to know.
Okay, Michael. We have three programs mainly in our single-family housing programs. Our first one is our direct 502 loan program, and that is for low-income families or individuals that want to purchase a home. That can either be new construction or existing properties that they could purchase. And rural development employees process those loans. And our second program is our 502 guaranteed home ownership program, and that's for moderate income families or individuals that want to purchase a home. Again, that's existing construction, or it can be for new construction. Now, these loans are actually made by conventional lenders, and then rural development will issue a guarantee and funding to that lender.
Okay.
And then our third program is our 504 repair loan and or grant program. And this is for very low income homeowners. So this is someone in a rural area that already owns their property and they need repairs done to their home. We have up to a $20,000 loan at 1% interest. And depending upon their age, we may have a $7,500 grant or up to a $15,000 grant if they were affected by one of the hurricanes. And then that program is also handled by our rural development offices. Now, all three of these programs, it's 100% financing. There's no down payment requirement. Like Mr. Holloway had said, our programs are in the rural areas, so we're in all parishes with the exception of Orleans, and that is because of the population. And then in some of our areas, our MSA areas, we're not able to be in the larger cities. But basically, 95% of the state is covered by our programs. So we just, you know, we ask anybody that's interested if they'll just call our number here in Alexandria, 318-473-7630. Then we can talk with them individually to see what their circumstances are and give them an application if they need one.
Well, Debbie, I apologize. I'm up against the clock here. I just want to ask Mr. Holloway anything he would just like to recap before I let you go.
Well, let me repeat that number first because that's the most important thing, Michael, and that's 318-473-7630. And, you know, we build communities. There are tremendous things we do in rural areas with water particularly. There's nothing like clean water. And if you're in rural Allen Parish, you don't have $6 million. It'd be a $150 flat fee. So we go in and give grants like we did 2 weeks ago, $4.5 million in a grant. And then they do a loan for the balance. And those are the kind of things we do. And if you're a mayor or something in a rural area, you want to know about our community programs, give us a call at this same number, and we'll get you to the right person. And we just do everything we can do to build communities in rural areas to keep the people from having to move to the cities.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of information. I can actually do a couple hours with y'all guys. I'm going to be contacting your office. I think I need to get y'all on the show like once a month or something and just go through all the I know we was going through, just maybe pick a particular one and keep harping on it. But I definitely want to thank y'all. I want to get involved with y'all. The show is here for y'all. We're all over the state of Louisiana. This is a national show. It's all over the country. There is rural developments in every state. And we definitely want to thank y'all for being on. Thank you, Ms. Debbie. Thank you, Mr. Holloway.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
We'll be glad at any time to join you.
Great. Thank you. That was Mr. Holloway and Ms. Debbie Redford with the U.S. Department of Rural Development, Louisiana. And now I have on the line right now, we have Ms. Sarah Lamia. She's a home building coach. Sarah, are you on right now?
I sure am, Michael. How you doing?
Fantastic. Well, you heard what Mr. Holloway and Ms. Debbie said about these programs that people don't realize that they're available to purchase homes to do home construction repairs. Now, you're a home building coach, so say I want to, you know, get some money and start doing this thing. Tell me what a home building coach does.
Well, what I do is educate consumers mostly about new construction, but since most of your listeners are probably looking more in the remodel area, we can focus on that as well. What do I do with with my home, whether I'm building a new one or whether I want to stay in the one I've got, what do I do to make it more comfortable, more energy efficient, and healthier?
Okay. But let's talk about how to make your home green. I mean, that's a big that's a popular subject these days.
You got it. And you know what? I really just told you some of the most important parts, not all of them, but some of the most important parts of being green. But, you know, when you say the word green, I heard a presentation not too long ago, Michael, at a big organization where they talked about, they were really scary in talking about how if we don't change the way we do things, this global warming thing is really going to happen. And they were talking about a 10-year time frame from now.
Oh.
So we are concerned about that whole green thing.
Well, what can homeowners do to green up their homes?
Well, I think what the first thing to take a look at is what we call the building envelope or the thermal envelope, the outside of the house, which is the walls, the windows, and the roof, and the foundation, all the way around. And where is it leaking? Where are we getting hot air and cold air when we don't want it? That's the first thing to take a look at.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. What measure is the most cost-effective, though, out of all this?
I think, you know, I got a few others to mention, but I'm told by my superiors in the building knowledge world that that's probably the best one you can do. That typically, even with houses that are newer homes, the insulation and the air sealing were not done correctly. And, you know, in Louisiana, where you don't have a lot of cold, you're looking a lot at moisture problems, and you're looking at keeping your homes cool and keeping the humidity down inside. So
yeah, and that's where the mold, the mildew, the contamination,
right,
algae develops. That's right.
Right, and that brings you to the indoor air quality. And, you know, we all know that houses are tighter than they used to be. And it's like, okay, so now we've sealed the whole house up, but we still need fresh air.
That's right.
And that's where we need to look at our houses, just like our bodies need to breathe. So that's what we want to focus on, is how do we get fresh air regularly into our house so that our houses have healthy air that isn't too humid.
Well, great. Well, let's go ahead and take a short break. That's my cue right there when I hear the music, Miss Sarah.
Uh-huh.
Let's go ahead and take a short break. We're talking to Miss Sarah Lamia. She's a home building coach. We just finished talking to Claude Holloway and Debbie Redhorn with the U.S. Department of Rural Development. This is the Cajun Contractor. This is Home Talk here on GCNLive.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Attention all home improvement contractors, manufacturers, product distributors, or home improvement service companies. How would you like to have your company featured on Home Talk, a live call-in national home improvement consumer show on the Home Improvement USA Network? Hi, this is Michael King, host of Home Talk. Home Talk is a live consumer call-in talk show that discusses various topics on any subject matter that has to do with home improvements. The show producers are currently looking for companies to appear on the show to showcase their company as one of the top home improvement-related companies in their field today. This is a great opportunity for company exposure and for your company to be featured at one of the hottest home improvement talk shows on the air today. So if you're interested in your company appearing on the show, I can be reached at 504-722-2500. That's 504-722-2500. Or email me at michaelking@hometalkusa.com. That's michaelking@hometalkusa.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
after the total transformation. There's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King, where we take your calls and emails on repairs, remodeling, new construction, or just about anything that pertains to your home. We're talking to Sarah Lamier. She's a home building coach. We're talking basically how to make your home green. It's very important. Green building is becoming a very popular subject for average homeowners. And we're going to finish up our conversation. Do want to mention that this show is rebroadcast. Home Talk is rebroadcast here on GCNLive.com every Sunday morning from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time. All you have to do is go to my website at HomeTalkUSA.com, click on the streaming and go down to GCNLive.com and click, and you can catch the rebroadcast of the show. So in case you miss it on Saturday, hey, you can go back on Sunday morning and catch, well, all 3 hours in its entirety. So let's get back to Sarah Lamier. She's a home building coach, and we was talking about how to make your home green, how the homeowners can do the green up their homes, you know, what measure is the most cost effective. But to be honest with you, I need to talk about the environment, and that's so important right now.
Sure.
Sarah, how are we helping the environment, to be honest with you, if we go ahead and make our home more greener?
What we do, Michael, is we cut down on the amount of cooling that we have to do. All of that takes energy, as well as putting pollutants into the air. That's a, you know, a big issue in the southern states is how do we keep our homes comfortable without pumping a lot of energy into them.
Yeah.
We also can have much more energy efficient appliances and lighting. The most exciting thing in lighting that most people I think aren't going to be aware of, we all know about the funny looking compact fluorescent bulbs, you know, that all the big box stores have in them now. But,
yeah,
you know, people are going, you know, they're kind of ugly. And the other thing is that you can't dim them. But that's what I wanted to share with all your listeners, that we are having now, they're coming on the market, compact fluorescent bulbs, which are nice and warm color. They're not that harsh, bright office light. They're nice and soft, and they can be dimmed. And it's not just a bulb. I think there are some bulbs out that have a balance built into them, but it's not quite as simple as the other compact. But they're coming, entire fixtures and also bulbs, where we can screw in the compact fluorescents and we can dim the light to very low or very bright. And they're cool and they take very, very little energy. They're absolutely wonderful.
Well, great. Well, before we wrap up with you, I really need to know, what is basically your company doing to help, though?
Well, something I've put out there is a DVD showing consumers, you know, when we go to buy a car, we got a pretty good idea of what the questions are to ask. And we want to know what's under the hood, and we want to know the fuel efficiency and everything about that. We need to know, how do I have my home built so that it's going to be tight and comfortable and healthy? And so the DVD is called Your 21st Century High Performance Home, and it's explaining in terms between consumers that they can understand what the pieces are to have a home that's going to be comfortable and healthy and help save the planet. And that's available at my website, which is buildingcoach.com.
Well, that's what I want to ask you. What is your website?
Yep.
Buildingcoach.com?
That's it.
Well, Sarah, we definitely want to thank you. Time just running out. We got a packed full show trying to get all these topics in, but we definitely want to thank you. You've been a friend of Home Talk, and obviously we'll get you back on in the future. That's
thanks,
Sarah,
my God. Thanks. I've been enjoying listening to your other guests as well.
Well, yeah, it gets educating around here.
Yeah.
Myself. Well, stay on the line right now. You don't have to go away. You can listen to my next guest. You don't have to hang up if you want.
Okay, but I'll listen for a while. Thanks for having me, Michael.
Thank you. That was Sarah Lamia. She's a home building coach. And on the line right now, we have Doug Hoffman. He's with NARMI, the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors. Doug, are you with me right now?
I am, Michael. How you doing?
We're just rolling along. On the first hour, we had our ex-congressman, Mr. Clyde Holliday from the USDA Rural Development, talking about rural development.
Uh-huh.
You just heard Ms. Sarah Lamier. She's a home building coach, and we were talking about how to make your home more green.
Right.
It's more important.
Right.
And, you know, with the indoor air quality and the energy. And now that leads right into you.
It really does. I was
Normie,
so excited to hear her. And I wasn't familiar with Sarah, but what she was saying, I was sitting here going, yeah, go. So
she's
great.
It's
right along the same line. And as you probably know, NARMI is coming out after the first of the year with a NARMI Healthier Home certification for builders. And it's all about the mold-free construction concept that we've written in our book and also green technology. So we're all on the same page, looks like.
Yeah, just, you know, not one of us does it all. We have to, you know, there's two or three different things that you have to, and that's why we call it Home Talk, you know,
that's
the gumbo pot, because
that's
we put everything in a gumbo pot and we mix it up and this is what we got. So, Sarah's been on the show, but now let's talk about your book, this mold-free construction book that you came out with, and why did you write it, to be honest with you?
Well, you know, I was in the construction industry for almost 30 years. I have three contractor's licenses, a GC license, general contractor plumbing and roofing license. And I found several years ago, 10 or 11, 12 years ago, I realized that many of the things, problems that we were creating indoors in terms of indoor air quality really was as a result of many of the decisions that we were making during the construction process. And, of course, as a builder, we always tried to build at minimum code or meet minimum code. And, of course, that's the operative word, minimum. I realized you could always do something better. And if the homeowner was willing to pay for that, obviously, you could build a much tighter, much better home, a much greener home, a much healthier home indoors. So I wrote my book about 7 years ago, Mold-Free Construction, and basically it's all about how to build a clean air environment. Really from the very beginning, when you start building the house, what kinds of things should you consider? What decisions do you need to make sure that you're building a mold-free home? And you know, Michael, it's interesting. It really is not so much about spending more money. It's going to cost a little bit more. I think we just finished our home here in Abita Springs. It was about 8% more in the cost of construction. But oftentimes it's just a decision whether I should use this technique or that technique, this particular product or that particular product. So it's not always about money. It's just making wise decisions.
And you're right. And it's just wise decision and have that information. And that's the reason why we do these shows. I do my show just to educate and inform. That way people can make a very educated, just basically what's out there, you know?
That's right. Well, I think we all have a lot of faith in the public. If they're given the right information, they'll make the right decision. Unfortunately, there are guys out there that aren't always giving the right information, and, and that's why people like you are so important to what we're trying to accomplish.
Thank you. Well, let me ask you this. Say I'm already living in a house. I'm not building one. And
right.
How can I really benefit from the suggestions that you're making right now, though?
Well, that's a great question. And, of course, I'm asked that question all the time. They say, yeah, but I'm not building a house. Well, of course, the truth is that you can move into an existing home, and there are a lot of things that you can do to either retrofit different things on that home, or you can just change a little bit your lifestyle, the kinds of green technologies that you would use for surface cleaning, indoor air quality solutions. So you can actually move into virtually any home and have a clean, mold-free environment. In fact,
all
I
right,
tell
Doug,
people if they understood the NARMI sanitization protocol.
Doug, I have to stop. Doug, I have to stop here. We have to take a break. I apologize. I'm up against the clock. But don't go anywhere, okay? I'll be right back. This is Home Talk. On you.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
What's in your water? It's a simple question, but do you know the answer? Hi, folks. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. And let me take a minute to tell you about a company that can put your water worries at ease. The folks at Heron Sales have developed customized, patent, whole house water treatment systems, including a full line of water filters. One of those systems is the WaterMax, which is patent, comprehensive water treatment system, truly the right water cleaner for our age of conservation. You'll be able to taste the freshness of sweet corn, feel the softness of a new shirt, and say goodbye to that film around that old tub. And let's not forget the Hague drinking water system. It is not only compact, but connects to an attractive, long-reach faucet that provides clear, good-tasting water. You can get all this and more with Heron Sales. Give them a call at 866-417-2300. That's 866-417-2300. Or visit them online at heronsales.com, HERONSALES.com.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. This is Michael King, the Cajun Contractor. I am the originator, not the duplicator, and I am a fully licensed contractor. And along with my guests, we do take calls and emails from homeowners all across the nation, answering your questions on repairs, remodel, and new construction, or just about anything that pertains to your home. We also invite you to check out our website at hometalkusa.com. It is 24/7, 365. And while you're there, you can look for the Home Help Zone, where we offer them tips and advice. We have about 200 and something classifications and tips that we offer. We're constantly updating it every day. So see if we can help you out. Give my website a shot, hometalkusa.com. We're talking to Doug Hoffman right now. He is the executive director of an organization called NARMI. That's the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors. And, Doug, I apologize before, you know, when the music quit, we only got like 30 seconds to get out.
That's
and I have to take a break. And you was like right in the middle of explaining how can people who really live in their house, not building one, benefit. So can you just pick up the conversation? And I apologize immensely.
Sure. Thank you. That's quite all right. The book was written, of course, primarily with the person who wanted to build in mind. But starting in about chapter 8, there's section after section following that, that really suggest to a homeowner that lives, that is currently living in a home, the things that they can do in terms of some lifestyle changes, products that they might use, air purification systems that they might use to create a clean air, mold-free environment in the home that they're currently living in. And I make the point, Michael, in our classes that you could take our sanitization protocol and probably live in a cave and have it mold-free if you did the right kind of things to create a clean indoor environment.
Yeah, you're right. And well, let's talk about that, about your classes and the information. How basically is Normie utilizing this information to train your inspectors and your future mold remediators?
Well, Normie is a solution-based training organization. Of course, we are a training provider for the state of Louisiana and Mississippi and also for Florida, other states. The concept behind Normie was to train people on how to fix problems, not just identify them. You know, a lot of mold inspectors or mold remediators out there are able to identify a problem when they see it, but they don't know how to fix it so it won't come back. And the idea was that we want to do a solution-based training where we could say, yes, we can find the problem, but we can also offer solutions so you can have an ongoing clean air environment. And, of course, that's what our Normie Healthier Home Warranty is all about, to create a clean environment for as long as you live in that house.
Well, let's talk about indoor air quality, because that leads into my next question. I mean, there is a such demand now with all the press and the media and these shows have dedicated to indoor air quality. It is a problem. We have to build a good, safe, clean, as you heard Ms. Sarah Lamier with was explaining, you know, our houses are a lot tighter these days, but the problem is you have to have fresh, clean, breathing air and return air, and which is not, you know, so if you're breathing your home, mold carcinogens and the algae, or you understand what I'm saying. So basically, why do you think there's such a demand? Why do you think the American consumer is demanding these things and when it comes to these indoor air quality issues?
Well, I think they're getting better educated. They're realizing that the things that they're having to live with indoors, VOCs, gases, odors, particulates, biological contaminants, all these things that are in the environment, you have to have a multi-strategy approach to solving these problems. It's not about just putting in an air purifier. It's not about just using the right kind of green technology for surface cleaning. It's about a holistic approach. It's your lifestyle. It's the air you breathe. It's how you handle different types of products and technologies. And so I think they're becoming more educated, and they're saying, we want more education. We want to know what those answers are. And, of course, if you read our goal and our mission, as I'm sure you have, Michael, we're all about training not just the professionals but also the public. And that's why we do free seminars and try to give as much information as we can out to the public so they can understand what these solutions really are all about.
And finally, let me ask you this. You heard earlier today I was commending the state of Connecticut, as you know, for putting these sting operations for these illegal contractors. As you know, that's how I started my show, me being a licensed, legitimate contractor. And how can I compete against somebody that's not legitimate and not have a license or insured? I can't.
Right.
And but I need to ask this. I know in your business you have a lot of that going on. How can Normie really make an impact in, say, encouraging these states to go ahead and license the unlicensed contractors in their state? I mean, how can we? What can we do? Is what I'm saying.
Well, I think part of our effort is going to be us partnering together as we have, and us standing beside you and others who are willing to really take this battle to the front. Bottom line is, you know, there are a lot of states out there that offer licensing, and it's really just a source of revenue for them. There are very few that require any kind of competency licensing. That is where somebody is actually tested, and I'm with you, you know, 100% about that. We've got a legislation up on our website for mold licensing that we think all the inspectors, all the remediators, labs, all those folks, training providers ought to be licensed. And I think by standing together and all of us working toward that same goal, we're all going to have an impact, and we are going to make a difference.
Well, Doug, don't go anywhere. When we come back over break, I'm going to get you contact information, okay?
Thank you.
We're talking to Doug Hoffman, Normie. When we come back, we're going to read some emails. finish up with Mr. Hoffman with Normie. This is Michael King. This is Home Talk here on GCNLive.com. I'll be right back.
Is it important for the mortgage company you choose to be a full-service lender? Is it important for them to be able to work around your credit situation? If the answer is yes, then Landmark Mortgage is the company for you. With over 100 years of combined experience, Landmark Mortgage is one of the nation's largest real estate and home equity lenders. Landmark Mortgage is proud to say that they offer extremely competitive rates, easy terms, and flexible criteria that allows the buyer to obtain financing under almost any circumstance, and they offer mortgage loans from $10,000 to those in excess of $1 million. From the loan officers to the closing department, you can expect nothing less than consistent and timely service from the friendly professionals at Landmark Mortgage. So what are you waiting for? Give them a call today at 1-800-654-3193 or visit their website at www.lmmtg.com and let Landmark Mortgage go to work for you.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. Our guest today, we're talking to Doug Hoffman. He's the executive director of NARMI, which is a national organization of remediators, mold inspectors. They train and license, inspectors and remediators. And before the break, we ran out of time, and we need to get some contact information. Doug, how can we reach you?
Michael, my website, of course, is normi.org, N-O-R-M-I.org. And, of course, our book is at moldfreeconstruction.com. We have a toll-free number at 877-251-2296. That's 877-251-2296. And, of course, we're available to answer folks' questions, not only about our classes, but also construction techniques.
Well, definitely want to thank you for being on the show. Don't be a stranger. We'll get you back on, as you know. And
thank you.
You've been a friend of the show, and anything we can help in your effort, just let us know, okay?
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it, and I appreciate everything you're doing. I know we're making a difference.
Well, thank you, Doug Hoffman, Normie. Let's go ahead and answer these couple emails we have before we run out of time here. We have an email from Gregory through our affiliate in Meridian, Mississippi on WALT, 9:10 a.m., wants to know about roofing. He built a 12x20 roof shed with a low slope roof, one slope with a 6-inch drop on a 12-foot span. He put three layers of row roofing, and in one corner where the water tends to puddle, he has a leak. Can he smear something on that area and maybe put on that rubber roof to stop that leak? So that's Gregory's email question. Gregory, forget the smearing of the roofing cement, okay? That's like shoveling sand against the tide. The rubber roof is a good idea, though, but it would go on the bare sheeting and the bare sheeting only. So you would have to take it off the roll roofing. A better idea is, why don't you try to take off that roll roofing and roof sheeting and extend the high wall about another 6 to 12 inches, and then you can put the rubber roof on. That's what I would do. So that's Gregory, Thrive Affiliate, WALT, Meridian, Mississippi, 9:10 a.m. We have one from ceiling question from Trey, Thrive Affiliate, WZRH, 960 in Charlotte, North Carolina. My 1980s living room ceiling is swirled, not popcorn. What can I cover it with to smooth it out? Okay, you might be able to cover such a ceiling if the plaster on the drywall is plasterboard. To do so, put a bonding agent on the ceiling, and then what you can do is smooth it out with a skim coat. If it is painted with texture paint, you can sand it off until it's smooth. If you're not obsessed with it, okay, what I suggest you do is just live with it. So we definitely want to thank Trey from my affiliate WZRH 960 in Charlotte, North Carolina. And if you have a question for the Cajun contractor, Michael King, my email address is michaelking@hometalkusa.com. Also, we invite you to check out our website at hometalkusa.com. It's very user-friendly. If you want to listen to this show, we all stream live on the World Wide Web. You can click what says listen. If you want to see the many stations that are carrying Home Talk, click what says stations. Tips and ideas, click with tips and ideas. Well, that about does it for this edition of Home Talk. For all our affiliates that have to leave us, we'd like to say thank you. And for those of you affiliates that are staying, hey, I got some good news. We still got 2 more hours of Home Talk. So please, don't go nowhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. What if I tell you that there is a gutter system that you can install that can prevent leaves, trash, and falling debris from ever clogging your gutters? That's right. It's the Freedom Filter by Gutter Plus. The filter installs neatly and snug inside the gutter. I have seen over the years overflowing gutters causing expensive structural damage and also promoting mold growth. So that's why I want you to call my friends at Gutter Plus today at 866-405-5727. That's 866-405-5727.
Attend.